We're on Hazel and Broadway, between 30th and 34th Street.
This is where I started, walking down Broadway with Leo Ryder and longtime West End resident Philip Bailey.
We're using the word West Louisville when really, if we want to get down to the minutiae, we're really having a conversation about race.
And among the top issues Bailey cites in our conversation is the lack of a strong black middle class to provide economic and political support in West Louisville. To talk about how to fill that void, Bailey and I visited Dr. Eddie Woods, the director of the Life Institute.
Oh, Philip, what's up, bud? What's going on, man?
You all right?
Woods works with at-risk youth in West Louisville, and he says there are two issues every candidate should keep in mind when talking about the West End.
If it turns out that we get someone who focuses on community safety and education as a vehicle for getting community safety, then we got a winner in my mind.
Woods says the first step toward improving West Louisville is better education, and not just public schools, but vocational training and programs that help people find jobs. Woods says rather than focus only on fighting crime in the area, the next mayor should help illuminate other paths in life that make crime less appealing to young people.
But folks aren't looking at it that deep. You should already know how to go get a job. You should already want to help the community. Well, if you hadn't been taught none of that, you don't do that.
Bailey adds that if the city had more opportunities like that, it would help stop the minority brain drain. African Americans living in Louisville are less likely than whites to have college degrees, and Bailey says those who do often leave town for better opportunities. But Eddie Woods says many candidates for mayor aren't listening to those concerns in West Louisville.
I'd like to see more candidates doing a little bit more than hanging up posters, hanging up flyers, or cluttering up people's yards. I like to see them. I kind of like the going door-to-door stuff.
From the Life Institute, we drove to the West Louisville home of Africa Wasada. She says the candidates for mayor haven't spent enough time campaigning west of 9th Street, and when they do, they miss the mark. She cites, among other things, her frustration with Democrat Jim King's crime prevention plan and West Louisville resident and Democratic candidate David Tandy's statement about a shortage of dry cleaners in the West End.
It shows the disconnect. Like, they are making these assumptions based off of 20-year-old statistics, and they need to have up-to-date information, and one way to get that is to canvass the community.
As we leave Wasada's home, Bailey says this isn't just about politicians who aren't listening, but residents who don't have a voice.
We lost a serious voice with the death of Reverend Lewis Coleman. He was someone who was able to gather some sort of energy and attention around issues involving West Louisville. You don't have that individual or that group of individuals anymore.
And finding new voices to speak for West Louisville will be crucial in the coming months, says Bailey, because with a new mayor will come a new era for Louisville.
And West Louisville needs to articulate a vision for itself and what it wants to see for the next 5, 10 to 15 years. And that conversation involves public safety, it involves development, it involves building up a black middle class.
And to spur that conversation, he says, candidates and West Louisville residents will both have to take action, reaching out to each other. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.